Welcome to your daily devotional. April 25th. Be an overlooker. Proverbs chapter 19 in verse 11. The discretion of a man makes him slow to anger, and his glory is to overlook a transgression. Perhaps more than at any time in our lives before, many of us are spending more time in our homes. Whether it be that we are working from home, schooling from home, or not being out and about like we are used to. If this describes you, this means that you are spending more time with those in your household than ever before, with your spouse, your parents, your children. Perhaps you live alone and feel lonely and are tempted to become bitter against those you expected to keep in closer contact. Under any of these conditions, the likelihood of offenses arising is increased. Let those of us who call ourselves Christians respond to those offenses, perceived or real, with grace. The discretion of a man makes him slow to anger. Why rush to anger? What good does that do unless you speak of righteous anger, that is, being angry at the things that God would get angry about? But most of our anger is not of this kind. Is it really that important? And is it worth potentially fracturing a relationship over? A fracture in the body takes just a second to happen, but it can take a long while to heal. So it is with relationships, especially our closest ones. So let us use discretion, thinking our responses to others through carefully before we do respond. This is often manifested in our speech. And the Bible says, "A soft answer turns away wrath, but a harsh word stirs up anger." And his glory is to overlook a transgression. Peter writes, "And above all things have fervent love for one another, for love will cover a multitude of sins." Does not our Lord overlook the transgressions of those who come to him in faith with broken and contrite hearts in the sense that he offers us gracious forgiveness of our sins? If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Let us be Christ-like in our response to others, especially those closest to us, whom we love. There are times when we have to contend with certain people and situations, but we should always be ready to extend grace, forgiveness, and understanding, and not be prone to making mountains of molehills. Be like Christ. Be an overlooker.